Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Inside the 1 o'clock hour, we've got Yankees fans on the line, obviously. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. Let's go through these calls faster. Here's the challenge. Don't say Joey Gallo. Don't say Aaron Hicks. Don't say Andrew Benintendi. Don't say Ian Happ. Don't say Brian Reynolds. Don't say Aroldis Chapman. Okay, ready and go. Frank is in Ronkonkoma. Frank is first up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, first time caller. How you doing?
Welcome, welcome. I'm great. Thanks for calling the show.
I had a question. So the playoffs, right? I'm just a little worried that, like, we don't have an ace. I feel like when playoffs come, you know, good pitching shuts down good hitting. And I'm also nervous, like, the bullpen's just going to get worn out. Like, playing phenomenal now, but is it going to last when the playoffs come?
That's a healthy concern. I have that same concern, right? Because what has plagued us in the past, pitching and hitting, the hitting hasn't shown up too, but also not having a strong enough rotation or an ace or, you know, people that you trust taking the ball in games one, two, three, or whatever it is. What I'm thinking is this year with this new format, the Yankees win the AL East and have the best record in the AL. They'll get a bye that first round, and I don't know. We need Gerrit Cole to have his best starts, I guess, in September leading up to October. We need all of these guys. But, like, you know, some of these guys like Nestor and Tyone have already had, you know, some of their best showings of the year. Seve, Monty just had his best showing of the year. But we need these guys to be clicking on all cylinders come September. And then we'll just play the matchup game. I don't think we're going to go into a series and say because Gerrit Cole is our $36 million ace, he's going to get the ball game one. But we have five aces. When Gerrit Cole is on, he is an ace. And the rest of these guys, from Nestor to Monty to Seve to Tyone, they have put together ace performances. And with our lineup, it's pick your poison. It's one versus nine, like Matt Carpenter said. I have faith in these guys, and I think they'll have a different approach this postseason than we've seen in the past. I just think they have enough veterans and leadership and better coaching too, you know, better coaching as well. I think that the Yankees will be fine. I know they don't have a bona fide ace. They don't have a DeGrom and Scherzer in theory, but technically they do. If Gerrit Cole has his stuff going, and if Nestor Cortez has his stuff going, and even J-Mo and Seve too, I'm confident in these guys. Seve's done it in the postseason. J-Mo has looked like the top pick that he was projected to be many years ago. And Gerrit Cole, $36 million a year. Pressure is a privilege. He's got to get it done. Nasty Nestor is the, you know, cult hero of this season. And I think they'll be fine no matter who they face.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. It's a healthy concern to say, okay, we don't have the one guy. Like, even with Nestor, right? Nestor started off the season immaculate innings, high strikeout totals. He's cooled off some. He's come down to earth some, which was expected. That was expected in the offseason. I definitely said, you know, the league will have more film on him. They'll get a beat on him. Guys will have faced him enough times to start figuring him out. But I think Nestor is a competitor. He's not going to let anyone just figure him out. He's got pace to his game. He pitches quickly. He changes his arm slot. He changes his timing. I think Nestor is going to be ready to go when it's time because he's a competitor. He'll rise to the occasion. Gerrit Cole worries me. And like I said, we're going to need Gerrit Cole to be sharp, right? Gerrit Cole blowing some starts early in the season will not matter if he strings together good start after good start after good start to end the season and then carries that momentum into October. And not for nothing, Brian Cashman could trade for another starter. There could be another starter out there on a team right now that is not going to be in the postseason that Cashman says, we'd like him. We'd like to bring him over here and see what he could do, right? They went and got Andrew Heaney last year to be an innings eater. I don't think they're going to go get another Andrew Heaney type, but they could go get another starter. Let's go to Yonkers. Chris is on the fan. What's up, Chris?
Keith McPherson on the late night. What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. Not much, you know. Hey, look, watching SportsCenter in here.
My man. Hey, listen, bro. You broke my heart just now, man. You got me messed up.
Why? You're going to say something about Hicks, Gallo?
No, nothing like that. You let someone else take my spotlight, man. I was the guy who met you out in the field before, man, with the foul ball. That guy just went with it.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. We're all tired coming home from the stadium. We weren't even going to call up. And then I heard that. I'm like, no, I got to call now, man. That's my boy. I got someone else taking my spotlight.
I mixed up the names. It was Jonathan from Yonkers, and this is Chris from Yonkers.
Yeah, man. It was funny, though.
Oh, he got me. He got me. That's why I asked him. I'm like, where are you from? He said Yonkers. I'm like, all right, I'll remember. And I got the names wrong. As you can imagine, I'm meeting a lot of people these days at Yankee Stadium walking around.
Yeah, man, big time. Yeah, no, I saw on my Instagram. I was like, yeah, I gotta find him. So I have my girl looking, helping me find you. She's a fan now officially. I told you whenever I'm driving home from work, she always wants to play music. And now she's like, oh no, we gotta listen to Keith.
Hey, say that. That's what's up.
But hey, man, what's going on over here? 31 games over 500, middle of June? Who
feeling
does
it.
That?
Feeling it. The Yankee way. The Yankee way is back. We play today. We win today. That's it.
And it's just like, it doesn't even matter what's going on. Who started pitching today? It doesn't matter. We're going to find a way to win.
Right.
You know, I was at the first game of that Cubs series. We went into 13 innings. Today's game started to feel a little bit like that one, too. I was a little concerned. I didn't know which way it was going to go.
I was at that game Friday, and tonight I was like, this game would go extras because we started this homestand going extras. But Rizzo, former Cub, was like, no, we're not about to do that. This is over. We need to fly to Toronto game.
Hello?
No, I'm still here. I thought I lost you. I was about to say, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Yeah, Rizzo called game.
Yeah, man. Oh, what? You heard that right off the bat, that crack, man. We had a lot of scares in the middle of it. You know, you heard a lot of them. Everyone got all excited. But you know when it's the real thing coming off the bat, man.
Yeah, you hear that sound.
Let me ask you something. Say we do. I don't imagine it happening. But we got to run the wild card game. Who you starting pitching?
Nestor right now. I'd give the ball to Nestor. Nestor is, you know, he's become the ace. He's become the guy. He's, like I said, he's the cult hero. He's become the guy Yankees fans are showing up to the stadium with fake mustaches for. So you give it to Nestor, and Gerrit Cole will get over it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't feel too bad with him behind the plate either. I mean, man, it's just incredible. We got a lot.
But, yeah, we're gonna be far from the wild card. For the Yankees to fall into a wild card scenario, they would have to go on a month-long skid.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't feel like they're hot anymore. It feels like they're priced in. It feels like this is who they are.
It's not even exactly. It's not even a streak. It's not like this is another 7-game win streak. It's not even like, and people aren't talking about, oh, Yankees have a 7-game win streak, because we've put together multiple streaks. It's just becoming the Yankee way again. That's why I said we play today, we win today. That's it. That's what it was with the Yankees of old.
Yeah, man, they can't lose at home. It's incredible.
They're not supposed to. They're not supposed to.
I have my Hideki Matsui jersey on. I wore it in 2009 when they I was at game 6 when he had those 5 RBIs, man.
Yep.
It's incredible. I'm getting those same feelings, man. Same
MVP, Matsui. MVP, Matsui.
Over Decky, baby. My man. Yo, Keith, it's real. I'm going to keep following you. I'm always at the stadium. I'm going to follow your Instagram. I'll come see you again, man.
Appreciate the love, bro. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for showing love at the stadium. Crazy I got that confused. I feel bad about that. Because I met Chris from Yonkers, and I said, call me up. So then when Jonathan from Yonkers called, I thought it was him. John, Chris, those are such common names. It's like John, Chris, Mike, Joe, Brian. It's like common names. You meet people, and they tell you those names. You're not going to remember those names, especially when it's like, Keith, Keith, Keith. Yo, what up, what up, what up? Yo, where you from, bro? From Yonkers? Yeah, you ever call up? Nah, yeah. All right, yeah, you can call up tonight. Yeah, call me up. I'll remember. A lot going on. I'm in here watching SportsCenter. Stephen A. still processing the fact that the NBA is over. Boston loses. Yes. Looking at the standings and thinking about the Yankees, like what would have to happen for the Yankees to slip into a wild card. It's not happening. It's not going down that way. And looking at the standings, I'm seeing, like, I always go to MLB and I go straight to standings and I click entire MLB. And now there are 3 teams with 40 wins. San Diego Padres have 41, Mets have 42, Yankees have 47. But other than that, like in the AL, it's starting to just become who scares you. Houston, I guess, because Houston has the pedigree. They've been to multiple American League championships over the last few years. Toronto's right below them. They don't scare me. They just lost a series at home to the Orioles. The Orioles are not coming into Yankee Stadium and beating the Yanks. Minnesota, we just went to Minnesota and took the series from the Twins. They blew that Garrett Cole game where Garrett Cole gave up 5 home runs. They don't scare me. Tampa Bay, that's the next best team in the AL. No. So what's going to happen? If the Yankees stay healthy and keep hitting and keep hitting and keep pitching and pitching and doing what they're doing, like, it's not that far from now. August, September, or July, August, September, August, 4 months. Another 4 months. Let's keep rocking. Let's go down past the Mason-Dixon line to Virginia. Roe is in Virginia. What's up? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? Great show. What's up, young bud? You're doing a great, great job, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not bad at all.
Appreciate it.
I got 4 things. I'm Roe from Virginia. And I got 4 things that I want to talk about that have changed the Yankees. Did not change it, but solidify the Yankees for the next maybe 5 or 10 years if they pull off these 2 trades.
Okay.
You ready? The first one's going to be get Juan Soto. I don't care what prospects we give up with him. He's 23 years old. He doesn't want to stay in Washington. I'll give him the first top 5 prospect in our farm system. And then the other guy that we should have got that I can't believe we let pass by, and he's a switch hitter, is Corey Seager out in Texas. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get Corey Seager. Again, give up a couple prospect and position players to get him. And then I don't understand how Gleyber Torres is sitting on the bench when you got those people that we don't supposed to talk about out there playing ball, right? And then one of your previous callers said, well, they're worried about the pitching. But if you look at it, our bullpen – it's about to be restocked with people coming back from injury. Blair's a guy, and the other guy we don't supposed to talk about. And what is your take on that?
Chapman. All right, I got you. I took notes while you were talking. So let's go backwards. Pitching, bullpen, Aroldis Chapman right. Coming back. I'm fine with Chapman coming back as long as he's not given the closer role. If
right,
he can be
coming back too.
Put him where Ron Marinaccio is pitching. You know, and Marinaccio's been great, but Chapman is a veteran. If he can humble himself and take on a different role, fine.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, guys like Zach Britton are coming back. Jonathan Loaisiga are coming back. Herman might be coming out of the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be just fine with arms coming out of the pen. Gleyber Torres on the bench, right?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Gleyber Torres can only play one position, which is second base. And we have guys that can play multiple positions. But what you're saying is this guy's got 12 home runs. He's one of the better hitters on the team. He should be playing every day. He also showed us how heads up he's been on the base paths this week. He should be playing every day. Also, the kid is only 24. He shouldn't need that much rest. He should be playing every day. But the Yankees give these guys scheduled rest days. He was sick on Sunday. I don't know if there were any lingering effects. I think he was fine because he played. He hit a home run the other night. And I don't know. With Glaber, I feel like he should be the everyday second baseman. Maybe once or twice a week you sit him down and put DJ there. But I'm with you on that because you were alluding to the fact that Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks get playing time. While
I tried not to say it, but you said it.
Yeah. But, like, those guys are getting at-bats while Gleyber Torres is on the bench, and that's almost criminal. It's like, especially in a game to sweep the series from Tampa and take the series, like, and send them on their way. Like, you put your best guys in the lineup. I guess they felt like today they didn't need to, and they were right. But they did pinch hit Gleyber late for Gallo. So, I don't know. It's all about configuring the lineup, and I feel like every day Boone is playing Tetris with these guys, and he's figuring it out, and I don't question it anymore. It is what it is. Now, Corey Seager is signed long-term with Texas for over $300 million. And
but we'll make a trade. We're the Yankees, man. We don't worry about that crap.
I think that ship has sailed, though, because his contract, you can't trade his contract. The Yankees didn't want him. If the Yankees wanted him, they could have paid him
that
much.
That's what I'm saying.
They went to get IKF, and IKF is like, he's fine. Sucks, he's steady. He's a defensive guy. He's not going to hit for power, whatever. But Corey Seager, if they wanted Corey Seager, they would have went to get him. And last but not least, I have to ask you, if the Yankees are trading for Juan Soto, are you okay with Juan Soto being in right field and Aaron Judge going elsewhere like the Dodgers or the Mets?
No, we keep Aaron Judge. We're the Yankees. We keep Aaron Judge.
Yeah, but
Aaron Judge.
They're going to have to pay Juan Soto $500 million.
I don't care how much you got. That's a Yankee problem. Yankees print money. Come on now.
Yeah, but the Yankees print money and they don't.
When I was growing up.
I know, those days are gone. Thanks for the call, Ro. Those days are gone. The Yankees print money and they hold on to it. they're printing money and they're not just spending it on players. I just don't see a Yankees team in the next year that's going to have four $300 million contracts with Giancarlo Stanton, Gerrit Cole, Aaron Judge, and a young Juan Soto. Would love Juan Soto to be on this team. Then I'll do the Soto shuffle. But I just don't think it's feasible. It's not going to go down. You guys want Judge to get paid, right? Judge gets paid. He deserves to get paid. Juan Soto will not be on this team. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's time to take another break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. I'll get to you. Let's pay these bills, and I'll be right back. Hey, we on a late night. We on a late night. We on a late night. Hey, hey, on a late night. We on a late night. On a late night. Hey, wake it up now. Wake it up now. Wake it up one time. Nah, now's the time people are like, I'm going to sleep, bro. I can't make it till 2 a.m. I'm tired. I got work in the morning. Or you could be at work right now, working a night shift like me, the overnight. Or you could be listening to this on the podcast, 7 a.m., 8 a.m., in the gym, on your way to work, on your way to school. Is school done? School's about to be done. Who knows? Either way, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your interest, your calls, and everything on social as well. A lot of people responded on Twitter to some stuff that I put out during the game, and then even like my, you know, post at the end when they drop, start spreading the news and the Yankees win. That's my favorite thing. Walk off win, and you just hear bah, 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 nah, nah, and everyone just Nothing like it in sports. Nothing like it in New York. Yankee Stadium is the best live sports venue in this city, the best place to go see the Yankees, obviously, but like see a team play. I know Madison Square Garden is lit too, but they're not walking it off in there. They're not hitting home runs in there. I really haven't seen the Rangers ever. I've seen the Knicks play, but in my opinion, Yankee Stadium is where it's at. And that's why, even when I have to work, I see people in Yankee Stadium like, you're on tonight? You got to work tonight? I'm like, yeah, bro. But like, I'm going to go to the game. And there's already been plenty of games where I've decided to watch at home. And I'm like, man, I should have went to the game. It's not that much more of a lift. Okay, I got to drive and walk around some. So what? It's worth it to me. I think I was saying to Sal last night, you know, and I heard Sal after I went home, I listened to Sal for a little bit. And Sal was saying how, you know, when he was younger, he used to go to 40 games and buy ticket plans and be at all the postseason games. And I'm like, I'm still in that. Like, that's what I do. And, you know, I was talking to Sal about driving. I'm like, I drive so that I at least feel like I can control, like, you know, like where I'm at. Not like, all right, the subway is congested and it's stopping, or the subway is delayed. And all right, now I'm not getting there on time because there's no, like, I'm out when I'm out. And for the most part, I leave early. But today I knew we were going to walk it off, and I stayed for the ninth inning. I'm like, all right, I could hit the road, but it's 1-1. I'm like, I'd rather stay and see us walk this off. And they did, man. And I hit Connor, my producer here, and I was like, bro, I'll be back at 10:30. He's like, cool, you'll be on at 10:40, 10:45. Perfect. Worked out. Good times. Now back to the phones. We've got 30 minutes. Let's talk to the fans and see what you guys got. I've got four calls. I think we can get through four calls in the next 30 minutes. And that's it for the Rays series. And tomorrow night, or later tonight, it's already Friday. Time is smoking by. It's already Friday. And when we do this later on, we'll be talking about the Blue Jays game. I can't go to that game, so I'll watch that one at home. Jim in Haverstraw. It's been a while. What's up?
What's going on, Kev? What's up, One Mike?
One Mike. Holding it down. Welcome back.
Thanks, sir. Yo, so I heard you before saying, you know, the Yankee way, it's back. And I got to disagree, man. I think it's a 180 and we're going the wrong way. Because I saw tonight, 2 days in a row now, the wave going on at the stadium, and I'm confused, man.
That's got nothing to do with the Yankee way. That's got nothing to do with we play today, we win today, that's it. That's got to do with New York City and these randoms that come. And I, you know what, I have a new strategy, right? Because I'll film it and I'll put it on social media, and I'll have this whole ban the wave campaign. The bleacher creatures are ban the wave, and we all try and fight it. I'm just going to let it happen. And hopefully it happens less. Because I think people are seeing it on social media and they're showing up there. I literally heard a couple weeks ago this girl like, hey, let's start the wave. And I'm like, can you not?
I can't do it, man. I get the chills. Like, I feel I'm embarrassed for New York and myself when I see it. Like, it really, really bothers me. I got my 10-year-old watching, and I'm trying to explain to him, you know, why this isn't good. It's just, it's not good. It's not good for the stadium. But so you're talking about the stadium and it being crazy, and I agree, man. You know, I've been going since, you know, for the past 35 years, almost 40 years. But I was at the Garden when Grandmama hit that four-point play, the three-point shot, and got Larry Johnson. And,
yeah.
When Starks went left on baseline over Jordan.
Yeah, I'm sure the 90s Knicks had the Garden upside down. That was before anyone could film anything on a cell phone either.
Yeah, it was wild, man. Really, really crazy. Some good times. So the last thing, too, was the oh, shoot. Yo, sorry, my man. I got to go.
Jim blanked. The last thing, I was about to run back through some of the themes. Like, the Yankees cheated in 2000 with steroids? Nope. Aroldis Chapman's not going to be the closer? Nope. Maybe Gallo sucks? Nope. Aaron Hicks? Nope. Oh, let me guess. Andrew Benintendi, Ian Happ, Brian Reynolds. Now we've thrown in Anthony Santander and Ketel Marte. The Yankees are going to go get an outfielder. Makes perfect sense. We'll see. I don't know. Next person. Tell me something cool, like when John Sterling throws to me, hey, Keith, tell me something cool. Next person I go to, just tell me something cool. Or ask me a question and tell me what you're thinking. Damon, in Jersey City, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, brother?
I'm great. Thanks for calling up.
Hey, man, funny thing, right? I'm at work, so I'm out on lunch, and I see the score is 1-1. I'm like, I check the scores. Bottom of the ninth. It was 2-1, but I can't find out. I'm trying to Google everything. I can't find out what happened. I said, you know what? Let we go to Chiefs Page. Sure enough, man, you go with the warm up. I was like, yes. I knew he was
going to
have it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Rizzo.
I commented. I said, I'm going to try to call you when I get out. And I got through.
But, awesome.
Yeah, man, Rizzo, man. Rizzo is like God sent right now. He is so hot. Like, he's right there with Judge. It just seems like he's always in the mix and he's doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was his game tonight, and I was thinking back to the beginning of the season, how he was hitting home runs, and he was kind of carrying, and people were saying he was the MVP of the team before Judge really got going. And now it's like, okay, him and Judge pick each other up. I'm waiting for Stanton, too. Stanton has some moments. Tonight I thought Stanton was going to come through. Stanton can be like that where he can carry the team. The Yankees have a few guys that can get going. Gleyber Torres can get going. I'm waiting for DJ to consistently get going again and carry the team. They have guys that can get it done. It can be anybody's night. And tonight was Anthony Rizzo's night once again.
Stanton, when he gets hot, he stays hot for a little while. I mean, he's just right. Like hitting everything out of the park once he gets hot. You know what I mean? But yeah, once DJ start getting a little hot, you know, what is he batting? 259 now? Maybe it's a little lower.
I forgot what he was batting like 252 right now. That's low for him. You know, he's a batting
that's
champ.
Very low. That's very low for DJ. But, you know, you were talking about this, not like a walk off at the stadium, right? So I'm not sure if that was Jerry's last at bat at the stadium when he hit the grand slam against the Red Sox. We didn't make the playoffs that year, but it was against the Red Sox, and the stadium was kind of packed that night. And I'm talking about, I never heard of that. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? It's like it's an instant party. You just don't get that much of a burst of emotion from 40,000 people at once. It's just a roar, and everybody is high-fiving, hugging, hands in the air, filming, and then we have a song in Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, that everybody joins in. It's perfect.
There's nothing like hearing that at the stadium. There's nothing like it, man.
I crave it, man. I'm telling you. It's like one of my favorite things. And, you know, working at WFAN, I got to leave. Most of the games I leave. Tonight I wasn't leaving. I just had a feeling. I'm like, well, I'm gonna have to race to Tribeca, but I'm staying till we walk this off.
Got it. Hey, the caller, you call us back. You know, he's from South Jersey, but he was a Mets fan, right? That was kind of hard to believe, but because I got a lot of friends down South Jersey, and they're all everything's Philly.
All Philly. They might as well be in Pennsylvania once you get, I don't know, past Ocean County. They're all Philly. What? Even when you go, I remember I was down there. I went to a Dick's Sporting Goods looking for some Yankee stuff. I'm like, damn, everything is all Phillies. We're in New Jersey. It's all Philadelphia. This is not Pennsylvania.
I go down Ocean City, New Jersey, for about a week every summer, right? I take my grandkids down there. But I always got my Yankee jersey on. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I'm wearing that. And, I mean, these are like old men working with their grandkids. Like, take that, you know, take it off. Like,
yeah, man. Don't I know it. I know it for sure. They hate the Yankees from the World Series. And then I'm a Cowboys fan, as you know, as well. So those Eagles fans, they can't stand to see a star or that blue and silver.
But, hey, Keith, I just wanted to call, you know, just say I'm still listening. Whenever I get a chance to call in, I will definitely call in. I like the way this team is playing. It's just something special about it. We're winning games that we were losing last year. You know what I mean?
Right. TWTW, the will to win, the will to win. They were blowing these games last year. Now they figure out how to come out on top and then just string together winning streaks and sweeps. It's great.
Well, before I let you, at the stadium on the 26th, it's the Houston. And it's another thing, because everybody's saying this little stretch right here is going to see if the Yankees are real or not. Now we just took three. Got Toronto coming, got Tampa Bay, and then we got Houston.
They're real. They're real. They're real. They're real. I am so ready for this next week to pass. Obviously, they got to handle business against Toronto. They got to handle business against Tampa, both on the road. But I'm so ready for the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, those four games against the Astros. Because that's the second best team in the AL. If the Yankees sweep them, there's nothing anyone can say.
Like I said, I'll be at the game at 26. I'm going to walk around the stadium. Hopefully, I see you.
Yeah, that's a Sunday game?
Yes.
I'll try and be there. I want to go to all four games. I went to all the Astros games last year. that's going to come down to wifey. If wifey doesn't want to go and I got to stay home and get stuff ready, whatever. Sunday is always like clothes and cleaning and getting ready.
I thank God that my wife's a Yankees fan and she loves baseball. She goes like to a game every month with a company and they get like these special seats.
Yeah. Yeah. My girl loves the Yankees too, but Sunday is always like, hey, we got to be ready for the work week. And with as many games as I go to, I know she appreciates when I'm like, all right, I'm not going to go on Sunday. I'll chill with you.
All right, Keith, I'm going to let you go if you get on with these callers. But like I said, man, I just love your show. Just keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Damon, appreciate it, man. Thanks. That Astros series is going to be big. My OGs, the Bleacher Creatures, right? The OGs and the Bleacher Creatures that are listening. I mean, multiple people have led roll call. I've been in there and heard Mark Balls do it 100 times. Jaden, young gangster, with the bucket hat. When you see the kid in the bleachers with the bucket hat, he's done it a bunch of times. I think I was in there the first time he ever did it a couple years back. Deshaun has done it. I've heard him do it. He's great. And it's simple. It's not like, you know, it's not like it's you're going up there and you're performing Shakespeare. You're just getting the crowd going. And then you're starting the chants of the different players' names. And depending on who's in center, who's in right, who's in left, right. And then it goes first base, second base, shortstop, third base. And then obviously you don't do a roll call for the pitcher, catcher. They can't acknowledge it. They're throwing and catching. And then at the end, it's usually something that, you know, you sign off with. Like first place Yankees. And then you let everyone know in the section that we don't do the wave in 203. They asked me if I wanted to lead, and I did want to lead, and I had called, I think, Andy Pettit bobblehead day, but then it got rained out, so we didn't do that day. But talking to Chico today and talking to Tina a couple weeks back, and I had to connect with Mark Balls on that and you know, the rest of the OGs, I really would like to lead roll call when the Astros come here on Thursday, June 23rd. I think that'll be turned up, so. If you're going to be in 203 or you're going to be in the stadium, look out for me then. It'll be an honor to lead the Bleacher Creatures in roll call. I've been involved, obviously, in a ton of them over the years. But to be the first one to get that, you know, get the crowd going, get that first, hey, yo, get the slow clap going. Like, I think that's going to be a good way to kick off that series and set the tone for the hated, cheating Houston Astros. And then you know you're going to hear F. Altuve, not necessarily coming from 203 in the Bleacher Creatures, but definitely in the left side bleachers and everywhere in between, you're going to hear some F. Altuves. We were hearing that on Tuesday. All right. This is my last stretch here. Got to take a break. And I've got one person on hold. Call me up, 877-337-6666 if you want to sneak in. But if not, that's okay. I'll take this last call, and I'll carry it the rest of the way. Salicata is next. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Alexa, play WFAN."
Hey, yo, this is the final stretch. More people calling. We got a full rack of calls. KM to 2 a.m. Let's actually try and rapid fire through these calls because there's no way I'll actually get to everybody. On your mark, get set, go. Jay in Fort Lee, you're on the Fan.
Check, baby, check, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, check, baby, hey, check, baby. Hey. 1, 2, 3.
You know it.
Yeah, bro. So, listen, man, we have a lot in common, man. I'm a big-time Yankee fan, big-time Cowboy fan, big-time Knicks fan, and we'll leave the Rangers alone.
I'm a Mets fan. I got to stop you. I'm a Devils fan. But I'll take the Yankees and the Cowboys.
Because they threw out the red carpet for you, man. I listen. Yeah, I've been in music for years, man, so I go way back, and I go way back with a lot of Yankee championships, been to pretty much all the playoffs in all the years. I'm excited cautiously about this team. I don't have your enthusiasm. You do, only because of the last few years have put a little bitter taste in my mouth. I'm just hoping they make the right move. They don't need much, man. You know, like you were laying it out earlier, you know, about the bullpen. A lot of Yankee fans want to get rid of Chapman, but you nailed it the other night. You said, you know what, let him pick up that spot where Lettke came in the other night and gave up a couple of hits. And that's perfect. Why give away a good lefty, you know, when you don't necessarily have to, unless it gets you a great piece, which it's probably not, right?
Yeah, I see Chapman as figuring it out in like the 6th, 7th, 8th, maybe around there.
Yep.
But
leverage
not the closer.
Situations against lefties, man, you know.
Yep.
And I scratch my head. I mean, I'm hoping, I know you check him out once in a while, but, you know, Miggy down below and even my boy Floreal, he strikes out a lot. But, man, those two guys are raking it down below, man. They're both around 300.
Yeah, it just sucks because I know the Yankees don't love him. Like, they don't love him at the major league level. They don't see those two as major league guys consistently, and I know Mickey was.
Hicks and Gallo are major league guys. I mean, come on.
They're not, and we all know that. It's the trade and the contract.
If the season ended today, and what's scary, and Cashman has made some great moves. You know, picking up Trevino was amazing. You know, Carpenter. So he makes some great moves, but he's also enamored with his staff, with these guys that just hit home runs. And right now, if the season ended, man, and they're facing a right-handed, let's say they're facing Houston in the ALCS, right? And you're facing, you know, a couple of their good righties, including the old man. I mean, what would be the lineup that Cashman and Boone are going to come up with as opposed to what you would like to see? And who's going to get left out? I mean,
It won't have Andrew Velasquez in it. It won't have Joey Gallo in it. You know, it won't be like we rolled out there last year. It'll be much improved. Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate the kind words and everything. But we got to go rapid fire. We got to move on. Eli's in Tom's River next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, I heard you say you got another line open, so I snagged the opportunity. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. You're in there.
Yeah, I heard you mention before Anthony Santander from the Orioles and every time we play him, he hits really well, and he's a switch hitter. He looks like outfielder that we need, not Benintendi or Hap. I think he's the guy.
He's been clutch, and now we're talking about it on WFAN. Maybe it gives back to Cashman. Maybe Cashman says, hey, I've already been on that. I'm checking on it. The Orioles don't want to do it, but I'm trying to sweeten the pot. Who knows? Coming soon. Deadline is August 2nd, and I expect trades to start happening within this next couple weeks, and then right at the deadline, when it gets right up to it, you know, we might get some moves.
Yeah, and talking about not going into the postseason with weak players, I mean, that also can't get the job done. Lucas Lickey, I mean, he hangs a curveball like every like few pitches. He's not, I don't know. He's just
he was more effective last year, but like, we don't need to pitch him, man. Like, sometimes I forget he's even in this bullpen because there's so many games where it goes by and he doesn't get used. This is also a guy that was out of baseball for 5 years. Like, he was a steal that the Yankees found, and he was serviceable last year. It was a good story that he came back after 5 years off. But with this new team, with this juggernaut team, this first-place team, like, I don't know if he's a high-leverage guy with this team. He's just in there now because Chad Green got hurt, because Lil Isaac is hurt. Because Chapman is gone. Like, well, not Chapman. Chapman's a closer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's in there because guys got hurt and he's forced to be in there more. But I don't think that they're pressing that Lickey button in the postseason.
Yeah, and you say new team. I mean, this team's pretty similar to last year in terms of, like, players that are on this team. But it's just different
team, bro.
Bases, different
vibe. Different vibe. IKF being at shortstop and not Glaber, different vibe. Glaber being at second base where he belongs, different vibe. DJ at third base, I feel like he plays third base more than he plays second base. Different vibe. Josh Donaldson made a good play at third base tonight, showing his glove and arm is still there. Different vibe. Judge absolutely being MVP out of his mind. Different vibe. In my opinion, Rizzo only was here half a season last year. He had some good moments, but this year he's putting together a full year where, like, he's in the conversation to make the All-Star game at first base too. Like, it's a different vibe. And then even having the veterans that we have, like Marwin Gonzalez made a huge catch in the top of the ninth. Matt Carpenter, historic start. Home runs, just coming out of the gate, hitting home runs. Like, different vibe. Last year, we were depending on Rougned Odor. Last year, we were depending on Tyler Wade. Last year, we were calling on Brooks Kreske. I don't know. Different vibe this year. Thanks for the call, Eli. Let's go to James in Middle Village next up on the Fan. What's up, man?
What's up, Keith? How are you?
Awesome.
Now, I hear a lot of people talking about Gallo and Hicks, and the Yankees, I think, are smart to play them. One, because we're winning with them, and if we're going to trade them, they can't be playing like crap. We need them to try to get on a little bit of a roll to get somebody good for them.
Right. Thank you for saying that.
That's the only reason why they're playing.
Right. And it, you know, a lot of times I say it's, hey, they're going to die hard on these contracts and die hard on these trades that they made. But part of dying hard on a contract and trade is seeing it through and having these guys in the lineup and playing, but seeing it through where it's like, okay, these guys, if they do get hot and they showcase themselves, they can be moved.
Exactly.
People don't want trash. They don't want your garbage. They want to say, all right, well, okay, he's getting hot now. We'll take him now.
Exactly. That's why we're winning. It's not a big deal that they're in the lineup. Maybe they get hot. Hopefully they do, so we can get somebody better. But the other question I had for you is, what happens first? Yankees hit 70 wins or Yankees hit 20 losses?
Yankees hit 20 losses. You said 70, 70 wins? We're at 47 wins? And we're at 16 losses, so we're 4 away from 20 losses? And we're 23 wins away from 70. Just, you know, I wasn't a math major, but simple math tell me we'll have 20 losses before we get to 70 wins.
I think it's going
to
be pretty close. I think it's going to be pretty close.
But, yeah, I was about to say, but the pace that they're playing at, they're winning at a 750 percentage. Like, it's ridiculous, actually, that their winning percentage is 746.
They're almost going to have 100 wins with 28 losses if it goes the right way.
It's nuts.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
We play today. We win today. That's it. Thanks for the call. We got two more. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Arlington on the Fan.
How are you, Keith? You got a great show. I really enjoy listening to you. I just want to let you know.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I've been a Yankee fan all my life. I'm 60 years old. Thank you, Dad, for liking Joe DiMaggio. You know, I don't have that much with the Rangers and the Knicks and the Jets, so I got my Yankees always.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
fine. I work
fine.
Nights. Yeah, absolutely. I work nights like yourself. I don't always get to see all nine innings. And, you know, I wake up and I'm going on my phone. And every night I go to my phone after watching four innings. I'm like, oh, my God, walk-off home run, Rizzo, Trevino, a walk-off home run.
Pleasant surprises.
They always find a way. You got a team like Tampa who's dropping pop-ups and fly. I mean,
yeah, they're rattled. The fans are on their backs. I'm telling you, I was in the bleachers all three games. They're relentless. They can hear us in center field. They can hear us in right field. I feel like we forced that Brett Phillips era yesterday or 2 days ago because we're in their heads.
It's amazing. If this team, and you know, everybody says, oh, that's a little bit of luck. If this team has any bit of luck, these guys are not going to lose. I mean, this streak alone is amazing. Was it 14 in a row now at home? I mean, I looked at that 73 team, and I think we were 51-30 at home that year. And we were 80-82, believe it or not. I don't know how that happened when you're 51-30.
I love it. It's funny. Like, looking at the Rays, they come to Yankee Stadium. They've been better. Like, in the last few years, they've dominated in Yankee Stadium. Not anymore. They were sloppy. They were dropping pop-ups, like you said, because they don't have that Tropicana catwalk over their head. They don't have that stupid gray ceiling over their head. It's different when you're looking into the bright lights in the sky in New York. And with this team playing so well in the Bronx, it just gets you excited for October. We haven't had postseason baseball now since 2019. I repeat, there has not been postseason baseball in the Bronx for 3 years. 2020, obviously, we know fans weren't allowed in, and they went to San Diego. 2021, we know one and done in Boston. We have to have postseason baseball in October here, and it's looking like we're going to have the best team in the league as well. So,
yeah, there's nothing like being in October, and it's 40 degrees, and people have their wool hats on, and you're in Yankee Stadium, and you got those things hanging from the seats, those banters, what do they call them? Those, I forget what they call them things. The red, white, and blue, and there's nothing like it. So I just wanted to say thank you. I enjoy listening to your show on the way to work, and I look forward to many more days.
Of course. Thank you for the call, Dennis. Last but not least, my guy Roscoe out in Brooklyn on the Fan. You got it.
Keith, I just want to make sure you get home safe tonight because, you know, it's late. And you sound a little draggy, you know. I thank you for accepting my call because you say you have one spot left, so I called. I got in. Yo, Keith, did not call you, Keith. I'm just excited. I'm not a Golden State fan. And I'm just changing the topic, Keith. Keith, I told you during the season they were going to win, Keith. Keith, I told you Terry is the best player on. I told you, Keith.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that Boston didn't win. That's what I'm so happy. I can't believe we had, like, a lot of New York fans really rooting for Boston.
Crazy.
And I'm just like, wait, what?
Gio dressed up as a whole leprechaun. Gio dressed up as a whole leprechaun.
I don't even want to. Listen, man, you my guy, bro. Let's go. And one thing, Keith, when you say don't talk about certain players and then you start talking about them, it hurts me because
I don't want the callers calling up with the same topic.
No, but you gotta set that foundation because you laying it down. No Gallo, no Higgs, no Chapman. And the first thing they do is start talking about where are we gonna be going. Higgs, you go stay, Higgs. You're gonna get one. Gallo, see ya. Chapman, see ya. I'm going to check you, Keith. I'm not sure when I'm going back to the stadium, but I'm not on Twitter or none of that. I'm going to check you. You're a bleacher creature. I'm always in 108 right next to Judge. I always scream out, you're going to see me, Keith. I love you, my brother. Have a great night. Get home safe.
Well done, Roscoe. Great call to end the night. An awesome night in New York City as the Yankees win, the Mets win, and Boston loses in the NBA Finals. Thank you for calling up. Thank you for listening. Salicott is next. I've got to go back to New Jersey and listen to the Drake album. And I don't know. Talk to my cat about it. Like, yo, you hear what Drizzy just said on this verse? What? Run that back. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to 2 a.m. That's all I've got. That's my time. Find people of New York City and beyond streaming on the Odyssey app. Wherever you are, get some rest. If you're already listening to this on the podcast, have a good Friday. It's going to be hot out. Be safe driving, doing whatever you're doing, and keep it locked right here on WFAN. More sports talk, more good vibes, more good energy. It's summertime in the city. That's all I've got. Let me pack up my things and hit the tunnel. You can follow me at Keith McPherson wherever you follow people. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.